We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Let me know when our guest is ready to go, if you would, sister.
He's all set.
All set to ready to go. Dr. Merman of Life Medical. How are you, doctor?
Hey, great. Hi, Tom and everybody, and thanks for having me on the show.
I did notice this morning, first thing that popped into my head after I saw you were on the list, Dr. Merman of Life Medical. Now we're selling drinks with THC in it, I see. Is that, do you see that story this
morning? That's wonderful. Yeah, all those nice candies in gas stations with THC in them. This is just great. People can drive in, fill up, you know, take some THC and drive on. I just love it.
Now, THC is it the healing part, or what is that?
That's the one that makes you, you know, high.
Right.
So I'm not exactly sure that's the best thing to happen, you know.
Yeah.
But cannabis is medication. It's not something to be sold in a gas station like this.
I thought it was kind of weird, you know, when I saw it.
Hopefully they'll figure out some other way of managing it in the near future.
Dr. Merman.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I was just listening to you guys talking about BB guns. You want to hear my BB gun story?
Sure. I always got a BB gun story, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Hey, so this was like more than half a life ago. I was a medical student at University of Minnesota doing surgery rotation. Medical students, they just come into surgery and kind of assist surgeons and watch and kind of learn what's going on. So they bring in this guy who wanted to commit suicide with a BB gun. He put three pellets in his belly. So the surgeons opened him up and were fishing for those pellets there for like 3 or 4 hours, I think. So out of three, we found two of them, and one was left behind.
Is that going to be harmful?
So this is not so benign. Okay? Be careful with those.
Yep. I understand.
I think this guy could have used some cannabis afterwards. I don't think it was available.
Not in those days, in any case. But so, how's the cannabis business going? Everything good?
Hey, yeah, it's great. So we just had the health department cannabis review panel a couple days ago. We all voted to add the four conditions that they're considering. The gastroparesis, irritable bowel syndrome, obsessive compulsive, and opioid use disorder. And, you know, all the panelists thought that these were reasonable, so hopefully they'll take our recommendation and add them. Of course, they don't always do that. Like with anxiety, we recommended it to be approved because, you know, anxiety responds really well to cannabis, but for some reason, I don't know why, it's still not approved. But whatever, we'll see what happens.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So that's that. I had a fairly fun week with interesting cases with cannabis. I took some highlights so I can tell a few. Like I have this 40-year-old woman, 5 years on cannabis for ulcerative colitis. It works very well in these colitis and ulcerative for Crohn's or irritable bowel disease. Very effective. So this one, very controlled, off steroids, off immunosuppressants, doing quite well, sleeping well, it's great. So another person, a 54-year-old guy with sleep apnea. So it works very well in sleep apnea. People sleep better and often don't need CPAP anymore. And sometimes they still need the CPAP, but they tolerate it better. But this guy actually had a huge surgery on his shoulder, and he was describing it like they took apart some bones and cut off muscles and put it all back together. So it would have hurt a lot afterwards. But he was able to be without any opioids, narcotics, after surgery for pain relief, just with cannabis. He did very well and wanted me to actually tell people about it. So here I am telling about it.
Well, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a great painkiller. I mean, I don't think there's anything better, even, you know, over-the-counter or prescription. I have this 40-year-old guy with PTSD, veteran, cannabis working well. He sleeps better, eats better, he's motivated. He quit vomiting now. His vomiting was a part of his PTSD. Cannabis is great in a variety of psychological conditions. Only PTSD and autism are approved. It works well in anxiety, as I mentioned. Hopefully, they'll eventually approve that. Had a few people with sleep apnea who lost weight. So, and the weight loss ranges, between people. But this week I've heard of like 20 to 80 pounds in 1 year weight loss from cannabis. Because once you start sleeping better, you become less hungry and happy, and you don't need to eat as much. So it works like that sometimes.
Well, I think that's a wonderful thing.
We have this page with all the results that I tabulated for several months. People can just go to lifemedical.us and click on medical marijuana, and there's a link to patient results there, so people can read hundreds of other results there. So it's very good stuff.
So I have a question for you.
President Biden decided that he wants to take cannabis off Schedule 1 drug list. So just to explain, Schedule 1 drug list is the drugs that have no medical use. It's like heroin. And, of course, we know that cannabis has a lot of very good medical use, so it makes no sense to be on a drug list like that. So hopefully he'll take it off. That would open up insurance coverage because a lot of insurances have to do with federal agencies and stuff, and they can't cover cannabis for that reason. Also, VA, like our veterans that, have been harmed because they were serving us, and now they can't get the best medicine to help them. That's kind of unfair, I would think. So that hopefully should be reversed if it's taken off that list. So here's my suggestion. When you go vote, make sure whoever you're voting for doesn't think that Jesus doesn't like cannabis. Okay? That's very important. Whoever is in our government should have a reasonable head on their shoulders and understand that some medications need to be allowed like that. So just a thought. That's about all I have. Any questions?
I do have something to tell you, though. So it is a question, actually. I've known you how long? How many years have I known you now?
I don't know, like 3 or 4 or something?
Yeah, 3. I think 4 years at least. But I went through Dr. Merman at Life Medical and got signed up for THC and all the rest of it. What's happened, Dr. Merman, in the last 3, 4 years, whatever it's been, I got up to the certain dosage that made me get a good night's sleep. But I've noticed in the last year that I've had to back way off it. Otherwise, I'm too tired when I wake up. So why would it? Does your brain get used to THC? In other words, I was taking more, and now I'm taking less and less as time goes by, and it does the same job. Is there something that your brain holds on to the way the THC treats it or something?
You know what? This is quite interesting. I've never heard this before. A few people told me they need more and more, but that's really also uncommon. But somebody needing less and less, that I haven't heard.
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, maybe you're just healing from inside and you don't need as much,
Maybe.
So that would be a good thing.
Maybe my brain realized I'm getting out of radio. No, that's not what it is. I'm just kidding. But I thought I'd mention it to you. Dr. Merman, always a pleasure, sir. Dr. Merman, they can reach out to Life Medical. What's your phone number, sir?
952-933-8900, or just go on the website lifemedical.us, and it's easy to send me an email from there. I always check it. So that's it.
Sounds terrific.
All the best, everybody, and vote for people who don't think that Jesus doesn't like cannabis. Okay, that's the important thing.
We'll get it done. Thanks, Doctor. Dr. Merman, Life Medical, ladies and gentlemen.
All the best, everybody. Bye.
You too. Bye. We'll be right back after this word from Hey Workers KQ.